Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Superintendent of Schools, Cassie Pearson, about some things going on at the school and school board meetings.
We have a few things to talk about here, some interesting and exciting things coming out of the Knoxville School District. So first of all, we had an update on our CTE programs. And if you could please just tell people, because I'm not entirely sure myself, what does that stand for?
Career and Technical Education Programs. And so that includes our industrial tech, our automotives program, business programs, family consumer science programs, and ag programs are all included in that, and we're very excited. So we offer actually 5 different strands out of 6. By law, we have to offer 4. There's going to be some changes coming. The state of Iowa is looking at trying to expand and include some new areas. One of them is in the technology field. In the past, all of our tech programs have gone through our business department. In the future, technology and computer science is going to stand on its own, which I think is really important, and I think we're going to have a lot of students who are interested in that field. And the other area is expanding the family consumer science area to include tourism, planning events, those types of things, and expanding out our healthcare options as well in our program. We currently run a CNA program through family consumer science, and they're looking at really doing a lot more in the healthcare field and expanding that cluster out as well. A lot of planning that's going to go into the works here this year, and then implementation will be during the 2017-18 school year. Excited for our students and the opportunities that are going to be afforded to them here in the near future. You know, it's always one of those initially really excited about things and also curious about how it's all going to play out and where we're going to find the space and the instructors. That's probably going to be one of the biggest pieces at the beginning. Probably going to be needing to partner with our local hospital, with other businesses in the area, with our community colleges to make all those things happen. Very excited though about the potential.
And from a practical on the ground perspective as well, we're seeing an expansion, particularly as it applies to kind of these machining skills and stuff like that. They've purchased a CNC machine, which basically is a metalworking machine that takes a design and then creates something. And we're going to be able to do that. And regionally, a lot of the other educational institutions that have these are community colleges. So we're going to be on par with that.
Mr. Sanger was here, and he is just one of those teachers who is always out looking for what more he can provide to kids. He has a large network. He also does some teaching for a community college, and very exciting. He's got a CNC milling machine coming. They're looking at actually changing some of the courses. We used to have a welding and an advanced welding class, and now they're looking at turning those into advanced manufacturing and a metals class so that they really can broaden out what they offer to kids and what kids are able to do with that. Advanced manufacturing is one of the fastest growing skilled labor positions, and they cannot find enough people to fill the jobs that are open. And he's working very, very hard trying to make sure that any student who has an interest in that gets some pretty basic foundational and high quality skills. And then he can kind of notify the companies that are in the area and the other ones that he's networked with over the state of Iowa and in the Midwest, and really place kids too. So as we really are looking at getting kids college and career ready, I think we're doing a much better job today than we've ever done in the past.
I guess there's a couple of other things, great news just kind of mention here. One of the things is the East Elementary building, which has been sitting empty for a little while now. Apparently, you had some students visit from Iowa State University to take a look at that, and we're going to see some results of that visit coming up here in the next year.
We were very excited. Professor Passe from the Architectural Department at Iowa State University contacted us, and they were looking at several schools in Iowa that were no longer being used as schoolhouses. We were one of 3 that were selected for her advanced design class to actually do a semester-long project around. And so they were looking at creating a sustainable design for adaptive reuse of an old school building. They presented those proposals last Friday up at Iowa State, and then they have offered to actually come to Knoxville, present the proposal to anyone that we would like to open that up to. So very excited to look for a date here in January or February. We will invite the community to that. And I'm excited to see what opportunities that they might lay out for some potential buyers or developers or anybody who might be interested in looking at reusing that building for some great things here in our community.
Thanks again to Cassie Pearson. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.